Yet another not-so-pleasant surprise. The driver needs the exact money, which I don't have. Neither will his machine accept my Spanish bank card. Just as I'm expecting to be told, "Get off my bus, you fucking chancer," as had once happened to me in my hometown down south.
"No problem, pal,"
the driver says, beckoning me aboard for a free ride.
"You're not from round here, are you?"
he asks with a curious tilt of the head. "That obvious, is it?" I reply, making sure my face mask is correctly in place so I don't get into more trouble.
"You're like a cat amongst pigeons with that blooming thing on your head,"
he says, pointing at my West Ham hat. "Oh yeah, sorry about that," I apologise, then whip the hat bearing the badge of my beloved football team off my head before he changes his mind. After thanking him more times than necessary and just stopping short of offering to stroke his arm hairs while he drives, my wife does this and I really like it. To me, I should stress, not to random bus drivers. I take a seat where I'm being driven sideways. At a right angle to my left are two forward-facing ladies. The surplus amount of love they appear to be handling suggests they might have loyalty cards at Rock and a Hard Place. With their hands resting on their shopping trolleys in front of them, their many chins are wagging 10 to the dozen.
"Did you know I've got tattoo?"
the first lady asks her friend.
"Have you?" "Yeah, I have. At first I were gonna get Barry,"
she says, rolling up a jacket sleeve to show where the letters might have been inked into her forearm.
"Like Barry White." "Oh, I like Barry White,"
her bus buddy replies.
"I just got Mam in end,"
the Barry White fan sighs, rolling over a wrist to show her.
"People tell me I look like Meryl Streep,"
comes her friend's reply. "It's actually Meryl Streep, and yeah, you do look a lot like her," I want to agree, but don't engage with them, just in case they're in cahoots with the others who are coming back to see me again.
"So, where were I?"
the Barry White fan rewinds.
"You were talking about bloke chatting you up,"
says Meryl Streep, jogging her memory.
"Oh yeah, that were it. So, I turned around and I says to him, 'Me fanny's me own, leave it alone.' And then he says, 'I bet your fanny's like a cheese toaster, all sticky.' He didn't. He bloody did. Bloody cheek of it."
The Barry White lady catches me laughing under my breath.
"What must you think of us two?"
she says.
"He probably thinks I'm your carer,"
her mate cracks.
"She were past caring a long time ago,"
the Barry White lady comes back. I shyly smile back at them, then itch my crotch to put them off talking to me again. After the double-decker bus has chugged, shuddered and bumped its way past fertile fields, car showrooms and retail parks, it throws its doors open at my stop, dragging my suitcase behind me through the sodden streets to my in-laws, where I'll spend the next 2 weeks in mandatory COVID quarantine due to my arrival from overseas. I wonder if I'll get more unexpected yet welcome pleasantries. Lo and behold, it happens again. Not once, but three times. A pensioner with trousers tucked into his socks is pushing his bike into the driving rain when he says good morning. A dog walker says nothing but extends an arm and gives me a thumbs up, and a lady wrestling her umbrella with the wind points at my suitcase and asks me if I've been anywhere nice. A lot nicer than this, I grumble, then make for a coffee shop with tables and chairs set out underneath an awning where I can take cover from the rain. Standing underneath the awning, shaking raindrops off my West Ham hat, I take stock. That's five times in the hour since I touched down that a stranger has said hello. Five more times than ever happened in my two decades growing up on the outskirts of London. Five more times than ever happened in my 10 years living in Tenerife. People just don't do that in the places I've lived before moving here. After messaging my wife to say I'd be there soon, I reflect on how this forced move up north could just turn out to be a blessing in disguise after all. I was none too keen on returning to the UK from Tenerife, where I'd spent the past 10 years working as a professional singer, bought an apartment, and met my wife, Rachel, a fellow singer and entertainer. I'd got accustomed to Tenerife's sizzling sub-Saharan climate, became fluent in Spanish, and even learned the dance moves to the Macarena. No doubt about it, I'd become more salsa than ketchup, more paella than pie, more tapas than toad in the hole. A vulture for the local culture, you could say. But when COVID-19 came along and coughed all over our livelihoods just